Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And as we look ahead at the next few days, we are in the midst of the Christmas season. But I have a scripture I'd like to share with you that God put on my heart. And it is a way we can go into not only the Christmas holidays, but the new year that is soon upon us with a sense of expectation and hope and courage. The word I'd like to share with you is found in Psalm 102:13. One of those scriptures I've always loved. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. That's speaking of the church, Jew and Gentile alike. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. In a few days, we'll be celebrating Christmas, and a few days after that, a whole brand new year begins. And the days ahead will be difficult for this nation. And in the world, some of the most complex, dangerous, and difficult problems exist that we've ever faced before. Only with God's merciful help will we be able to face and cope with those problems. America faces the greatest testings of its existence. Beloved, we have to have God's help. And it's been a burden of my heart, I know, on many of you, the letters that you write in, you're asking prayer for our nation. We've taken Christ out of Christmas in many situations as just a time for celebration and parties and getting together, and we have lost the beautiful significance, even though December 25th may not be the actual birth date of Christ. It is a time that historical Christianity has always set aside to celebrate the birth of the Savior and what it has meant for mankind. Along with the difficulties that are before us, I believe the body of Christ is going to experience one of the greatest outpourings and manifestations of God's power. We're living in perilous times, and God will give grace and mercy for the times in which we are living. The Holy Spirit's been moving on me for weeks now to pray for the unsaved and for His people. There have been tremendous battles, especially in a physical realm. But I believe God is going to open the heavens, and He is going to give an outpouring of His power like a downpour of spiritual rain. That scripture I shared with you, the Lord has a set time. He will arise. He's been watching. He's not missed anything, but He will arise and have indicating a position of activity, a position of purpose and accomplishment that He desires. He's going to have mercy upon His people for a time to favor her. Yet the set time is come, Psalm 102. And before the end comes, God is not willing that any should perish. It means that He wants His church to become alive, to wake up from slumber, from sleep, and to be on fire for the Lord. Now, it doesn't mean that the battles you and I face will be any less severe or strident, but it does mean that with those battles, with the testings, you and I are going to see God open a total supply on our behalf. I believe that. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be no lack or no situation that will be able to get us down if we stand strong in faith and in the confidence of the truth of God's word. God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. The things he said in his word, he has meant. And so, beloved, I believe the days ahead of us are a set time of God arising in our behalf. His mercy endures forever. And a time is coming in which he is going to pour out his favor, his blessings, his anointing upon the church. It's a set time, and there's nothing the enemy can do to prevent it. And so I am praying that this holiday season, the new year ahead of us, that God's people, UCM partners, my radio family that listen regularly, are going to experience a spiritual growth, a maturity, and a victory, a joy, a peace, and a power like we've never known before. And I'm also praying that the days ahead will be a time where you will see the desires of your heart granted, that those things you've asked of God, those prayers that are before the throne, will be brought to pass. We don't know the future, certainly. I mean, there are general guidelines in terms of the word prophetically, what the end times holds. But as children of God, we know who holds that future for us. And God desires that our faith and our courage and our strength be renewed so that we can do even more for the Lord. The needs in our lives may be great, but God is going to open up even greater opportunities and the ability to walk in those opportunities. Praise God. You know, I just feel to take a moment to pray for those of you who are in a special battle right now, that the warfare has been so intense these last several months. I've experienced it, and I know the partners are. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're asking for a spiritual breakthrough, for physical breakthrough, financial breakthrough, circumstantial breakthrough. I take authority over the spirits of oppression and darkness that would come against your beloved. Father, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Jesus came to pay the ultimate price, to be born, to live as a man, and to suffer the cruel penalties of the cross for our sakes, in our behalf. And Father, we thank you for that anointing which destroys every yoke. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your intervention. We thank you for provision right now. Those that are hurting, I rebuke the forces of hell that have just caused confusion and pain and despair and sorrow. And I loose, Father, the blessings of God, Lord, that they shall experience a peace right now. Things might not change immediately, but Lord, you have heard their prayers, and you are moving to bring them into a place of perfect peace. Lord, your word says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. So, Father, I rebuke the effects and the works of Satan against their mind, against their thoughts. And Lord, I pray for that ability in you to bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. And Father, regardless of how things grow darker and darker in the world, we know that you are the light of life, and that we are a light set upon a hill which cannot be hid. I thank you for all of this, Lord, in Jesus' name. For the Lord would share this word, be not dismayed at world news, beloved, neither be afraid. My people shall know my comfort and strength. I am calling my people into a higher and deeper walk in my presence. And those of my people who will strongly press in, they will not be victims of past failures or defeat. My people will arise in the power of the Holy Ghost. I am their covering. I am their defense. And yea, beloved, I am going to reveal my holy word to you in a clarity that you will understand as never before. I am bringing forth the preparation of my bride. I would that you would trust and obey. You will not stand in the outer court of my presence and power, but you shall come forth, as it were, into very holy of holies, the holiest of my presence. My very presence shall overshadow you. My love toward you is eternal. So look to me, beloved, look and live. Praise me and rejoice, for your day of visitation shall come without measure, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. May you accomplish all that you desire in our lives. Amen. Well, I'd like to share a little poem with you that I trust will be a blessing to you. And I don't have the author of it, but it's anonymous. But it's entitled, If You Look For Me At Christmas. If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name. And the poem closes with, Love, Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, I know it's a busy time of year and there's a lot going on in most people's lives. But if you need prayer support, if you have unsaved loved ones, if you have friends that are not serving the Lord, backslidden, I invite you to share their names. I'll be in special prayer for them. I thank you for joining me, and we'll see what the Lord has for us tomorrow as we venture on in this time of Christmas holiday. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for listening, and the announcer will share our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally, although I will pray and confirm receipt. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.